You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The National School Lunch Program is a federally assisted meal program in public and nonprofit private schools and residential child care institutions. It was established to provide low-cost or no-cost nutritionally balanced lunches to children each school day. The program was established by Congress and signed into law by President Harry Truman in 1946. Today, the Oregon Farm to School Network builds on that foundation by providing resources, technical assistance, and networking opportunities to support members of Oregon's Farm to School and School Garden community in their work to incorporate healthy local foods into school meals and implement food, farm, and garden-based education. Joining me to help us learn more is Melina Barker, Director of the Oregon Farm to School Network. Welcome to the Exchange, Melina.
Thanks for having me.
So take me back to when the Oregon Farm to School Network was first established.
Sure. The Oregon Farm to School Network started in 2007 as really a loose collection of folks in Oregon that were engaging in mostly school garden education at that time and really interested in getting more local food into school meals.
Okay. What precipitated the need for it?
Well, back in the early 2000s, there was a real groundswell of people across the country, you know, down in Berkeley at the Edible Schoolyard and across Oregon and other states to shift away from, you know, the highly processed food that had become popular in the 80s and back to more freshly prepared meals and connecting kids to where their food comes from through garden and farm education programs.
Okay, so when the federal program started, back in the 40s, we didn't have all this processed foods.
Right.
What happened?
Well, I mean, there was a big industrialization of our food system that happened, really. And while child nutrition programs have high standards for, you know, sodium and whole grains and things like that, they really shifted away from more scratch cooking and freshly prepared meals to processed food that was really popular.
Okay. So tell me about the work of the network.
So the Farm to School Network here in Oregon connects and supports the community of farm to school practitioners across our state. So we provide opportunities for professional development, for resource sharing, for connection, and really just anything that producers, child nutrition professionals, and educators need in order to implement successful farm to school programs at their school or district.
Okay, so I understand that there are like 400 nonprofits and 500 food producers in your network?
There's around 2,000 folks that participate in the Farm to School Network, and those include, like I said, child nutrition professionals, food producers, educators, and nonprofits primarily. Yeah.
Well, how do you manage that large of a network?
Well, we're a network, so we build connection. We provide opportunities for people to learn from each other by convening them in regional and statewide gatherings and conferences. We have various working groups and listservs and ways for people to share information. You know, Farm to School is working on big systems change, and so nobody knows the right pathway, and everyone is discovering things that work and don't work, and we want to make sure that those are shared broadly so that we can move our work together forward.
Okay. So how many students does your network help feed?
Well, you know, the Farm to School Network, like I said, is just a support network, really, and yep. So we have, you know, probably 500,000, 500,000 students maybe in our state. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that all of them are getting nourishing school meals when they're at school and engaging in hands-on farm and garden education. So we're helping the practitioners make that a reality.
And what part of that is in Southern Oregon? How many students do you know that breakdown?
I don't really know that breakdown. You know, we work closely with Rogue Valley Farm to School here, which is the regional nonprofit and regional coordinator for the network. So they provide, you know, direct service programming to students in our valley, and also they do their own piece of convening and training, supporting teachers and producers to make sure that they can connect around providing these programs to schools.
Okay, so when we talk about a healthy meal, what does that look like from a kid's perspective? What are they experiencing?
Well, like I said, the child nutrition programs, they have really strong dietary guidelines and very strict in terms of the amount of whole grain and sodium and colors of fruits and vegetables that need to be on the plate. And the Farm to School program is really about making sure that like those components that are required by the federal meal program are coming from the local community as much as possible and prepared in a way that is fresh and delicious and that students can not only enjoy and be nourished by, but also learn from and learn about where their food comes from and connect with their community.
Okay, so when you talk about fresh and delicious and healthy, kids are picky. So something that's delicious to a kid may not necessarily be fresh and healthy.
That's true, but that's really a foundation of farm to school programming. You know, we talk about farm to school in terms of the three C's, so the cafeteria, the classroom, and the community. And what we find is that when kids are engaged in hands-on school garden activities, when they visit local farms in their community, and then that food shows up on their tray at school, they're much more excited to taste it and eat it and enjoy it. You know, some programs integrate students working in the garden and also bringing that food into their classroom for some cooking projects. That's always an eye-opener for teachers and parents who are supporting those activities because they're like, my kid is eating kale and loving it right now. You know, it's always light bulbs are going off because it's all about that hands-on connection and understanding where your food comes from.
And that goes back to the home environment. So if the parents are surprised that their kids are enjoying this food, how do you get the parents to start to embrace that and, you know, provide that kind of meal at home?
Well, farm to school programs do offer and are expanding the types of like family engagement that they're working on. In fact, that's one of the goals in our 10-year plan is to make sure that families are engaged in, you know, what's being served in the cafeteria and what kinds of educational programs their students are offered at school. And you know, when a kid comes home from an engaging activity in the garden at school and asks their parent if they can go to the farmer's market so that they can see the carrots that they, you know, appreciate how they are now grown. And that's really exciting for parents to hear coming home from their kids. So I think that can be, you know, kids are influenced obviously by their home environment, but also by their peers and their teachers at school. So we're just supporting the parents by sending them home excited about fresh fruits and vegetables.
My guest is Melina Barker, director of the Oregon Farm to School Network. Now, you mentioned the 10-year plan. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, this plan was a few years in the making, and it's really a way for farm to school practitioners and leaders in Oregon to kind of align public and private resources and vision for what is next for farm to school. You know, Oregon has always been a leader in farm to school and school garden work. We were one of the early adopters back in the early 2000s. And now here we are in 2025, and it's time to really take it to the next level. And so we engaged, you know, over 800 people in looking and prioritizing what's most important and what's our vision for where we want to take farm to school and school garden programming in the next 10 years and came out with these five goals and strategies within each goal area that's really going to help kind of align all the work that is happening in different schools, different, you know, food producers, child nutrition programs, we can all kind of be moving together in the same direction towards a vision that we share.
Okay, you have five goals.
We have five goals.
What are they?
Well, they're very broad and also very thoughtful. So I'll tell you what they are. And they might sound simple, but when we say – so the first one that I'll say is local food for all students, right? So mm-hmm. That's a simple goal, but when you really think about what it takes to make sure that every single student and early child care center student in Oregon has access to local food, there's a lot that goes into that. It's going to be – harder for some parts of our state and some populations to make sure that they have that access. So local food for all.
Okay.
Food education for all. Similarly, all means all types of learners, all ages of students, parts of our state that are rural, parts that are urban. So food education for all.
Okay.
And then we want to make sure that our cafeteria environment and food culture is supporting healthy eating. So there's a goal around school food culture and environment. That's things like, do they have enough time to sit down and eat and enjoy their food? Is the cafeteria you know, an area where they can like rest and digest and support kind of like a calm space for eating. Our families engaged in what's happening and being served in the cafeteria. So those kinds of things. And then there's leadership and professional development, because we can't make any of these goals happen if we don't have the individuals, you know, teachers, child nutrition professionals, producers that are equipped and able to provide these programs. And then market access and development for all Oregon producers. So any Oregon food producer that wants to engage in farm to school is supported to do that.
Okay. So let's go back to your education.
Yeah.
Tell me about the curriculum.
So one of our goals is to kind of drive adoption of food and garden and agriculture curriculum. And we'll probably be exploring whether there'll be state-approved curriculum or not. Right now, there's a plethora of amazing resources out there for use in different settings, whether it's on a farm or in a garden or in a classroom. We just want to make sure that we're connecting teachers with the resources that they need in order to bring those programs to their students in a way that doesn't feel like something extra and burdensome on an already really challenging role, right? Our teachers have a big job, and we want to make their job easier, not harder.
No doubt. So what about homeschoolers?
Well, homeschool programs access farm to school. You know, they may not participate in the federal meal program, but they can still, there's lots of homeschool programs that access gardens, whether they're community gardens or home gardens that are shared. Farm field trips are really popular with homeschool groups, so lots of ways for them to engage also.
Okay, so tell me about your vision and goals just for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years. How would you measure that?
So on our website, theoregonfarmtoschool.org, we're tracking progress towards all these five goals on our Farm to School Counts page. So we've looked at each of the five goals, and we've pulled out like a current status and also tracking indicators to see how we're doing as we get to our ambitious goals, right? So for instance, part of our local food for all goal is that we'd like Oregon to get to a third of the food being served in school meals to be from Oregon. So we're tracking that. I think we're at 19% now, and we'll be kind of ticking up hopefully over the next 5 to 10 years. So if people want to get a snapshot of where we're at and where we're going, they can check out that website.
Okay, so the website is?
It's the OregonFarmToSchool.org, and then it's /counts.
Okay.
Farm to School Counts.
Is there a dynamic data dashboard?
There is. Yeah, there's lots of fun graphs and bar graphs and pie graphs and indicators that will change and be updated each year or two as we move through this project.
So you guys are serious about keeping track of progress.
We sure do. Yeah, I mean, part of the reason that we wanted to make these goals and kind of get everyone on board is so that we can actually move the needle.
Okay, so let's talk about something that may not be as progressive. The federal government is pretty volatile nowadays, and the Department of Education is not quite the partner it used to be. So what are some of your biggest challenges today, especially with the volatility of federal funds?
Yeah, the federal funding freezes and eliminations of programs has really been tough on the farm to school community, as I'm sure it has on lots of different, you know, programs across the country. We lost some really important funding streams, namely a program called Local Food in Schools, which was funding directly to schools to buy local food from the USDA. We're hoping that that program will come back eventually, but it's gone for now, which makes our local food access for all goal significantly harder. We have state funding to support some of our work. We're really lucky that our state funded our Farm to School program, which lives in the Department of Education and the Department of Agriculture here on a state level. But those national federal funds are really missing in the puzzle right now to get our work done.
What can people do to help?
Well, I mean, getting involved with your local farm-to-school program or school district is one way to help. Advocating for programs like local food for schools to come back on a federal level is another way. So depending on how people want to engage, they can, you know, volunteer at a school garden or they can activate on a federal policy level. There's lots of ways to get involved.
Okay, and who are some of your organizational members here in the Rogue Valley?
Well, in the Rogue Valley, we work closely, like I said, with Rogue Valley Farm to School. They're the regional farm to school kind of branch of the farm to school network. We also work with the Rogue Valley Food System Network, because if we don't have a vibrant local food system, then we don't have the food to bring into the schools, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you so much for the work that you do. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
My guest was Melina Barker, director of the Oregon Farm to School Network.